The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show today. First hour, we're going to be talking with Jay Vollmer from Powerblock. They've got some new stuff coming out, really, really exciting stuff coming out. Later in the show, we're going to have an accomplished MMA fighter come on, talk to us about his life as an MMA fighter, how he got started, and also he apparently has risen within the MMA community to the go-to guy for strength and conditioning amongst other fighters. We'll talk to him about his secrets about being fight-ready and strength and conditioning as an MMA fighter. You know, we all like to go out to restaurants to eat. Nothing better than being waited on, enjoying some good wine, some good food. But you can't do it every night. And that's why we have refrigerators. And that's why we have stoves. And that's why we prepare food at home more often than not. And the same is true of training. Training is as important as eating and is as important as sleeping. We know this. Yet, so many of us depend exclusively on the gym to get all workouts done. And then life throws us a left turn. Can't get to the gym this morning because something out of the blue occurred. And now you can't respond. So you're going to miss a workout. You wouldn't do that at home. You wouldn't say, oh, I can't get to the restaurant today. So I guess I'll forego eating entirely today until tomorrow when I can get to the restaurant. No, you cook something at home. And that's why it's critical. It's critical that you have equipment in your home. Now, you don't have to have a home gym with, you know, plate-loaded machines and all that sort of stuff. Quite often, a good set of dumbbells, a bench, and maybe a kettlebell or two, you can do everything you need to effectively work out and not miss a day training. And that's why it's so critical that we have equipment at home. And when it comes down to the type of equipment we have to have at home, most of us have to save space. Even if we have large homes, we don't want to dedicate whole rooms just to racks of weight. And that's where my guest this morning and his company that he's with, Powerblock, comes in. Jay Vollmer. How you doing, Jay?
Hey, good, Carl. How you doing?
You know, would you agree with what I said about, you know, that it's important to work out, but yet so many people just depend exclusively on their gym memberships, and quite often that becomes an excuse sometimes.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think that was a great analogy you made. I think you just wrote an ad for us.
Hey, I'll voice it. How about this? I'll voice that, and we'll put it on your on hold button. How's that sound?
There you go. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, no, I like that analogy, and that you know, that really is kind of how we came to be. Also, the owners of our company were an engineer, and then the head of engineering for Cybex, and years ago, and they, you know, we're really into fitness, and unlike, you know, some engineers that design things but don't use the things that they design.
Right.
They were really into fitness.
Right.
And they still are. They're in their early 50s, both of them. They're in phenomenal shape for their ages. And so that fitness has been a passion their whole life. And one constant that they seen in fitness, you know, the machines that they were building and stuff were being sold primarily in specialty fitness equipment stores throughout the country. And the one constant that they would see in all those stores, I mean, whether, you know, there was you know, weight plate loaded machines, there was weight stack machines that went on a guide rod, there was pneumatic machines, hydraulic machines, I mean, just all kinds of different machines coming out, but the machines were all kind of, you know, kind of set to do the same thing, mimic the same, you know, exercises, and somewhat had restrictions as far as, you know, linear planes of movement and stuff like that. But the one constant they would see in all these these specialty fitness equipment stores where you could buy the finest equipment that was available was dumbbells. They
right.
seen just mountains and dumbbells, racks and racks and racks of dumbbells. And so it just kind of always kind of gnawed on Carl, coincidentally the name of president of our company.
Cool.
And it just kind of always, you know, gnawed on him. I mean, God, isn't there a better way that, you know, that could be? You know, dumbbells are a great way to work out. It's probably the truest form of strength as far as, you know, it mimics real world, you know, movements. So, and you know, all of the great bodybuilders, you know, have always used, you know, free weights. I mean, they use some machines too. There's some really, you know, neat machines out there too that do some specialized things in that. But, you know, free weights is how the great bodies essentially
right.
are built.
And you have to remember, when they take into account building machines, guys like Carl and the engineers that build these machines, they first have to study the varied and vast differences in people's bodies in order to come up with something that is par focalized. In other words, that if we build a machine with this range of motion, with this length, with this, it's going to fit most people, the majority of people, but it's not going to fit anyone perfectly like it was built for them. It's just going to be the most accommodating for the largest group of people. And even machines that have some adjustability, they generally have adjustability for seat height, you know, or how far your legs are going to be in a position. But most of them don't have any adjustability at all. And you'll hear some very profound discussion amongst individuals like Dr. Peter Rouse quite often, that they're not always good to train in machines because you find a groove that's unnatural for you, and these could lead to injuries over time, you know, overuse injuries where your body is tracking and moving in the wrong way. Hence, free weights. Free weights adjust to you. If you are a tall guy, if you are a short gal, if you have long arms, if you have short arms, if you have an impingement in your shoulders and you have to pronate your hands in order to avoid pain, guess what? Dumbbells fit us. We don't have to fit them. I love dumbbells personally. I think you can get an amazing workout with dumbbells. But good, I'm sorry. I just had to interject that.
well said. And exactly right. You know, the dumbbell is the freest, you know, form of, I mean, you could go back to the caveman days where they were hoisting rocks, and, you know, that would work. Nice, kind of nice to have a handle built into the rock, though. But, you know, the dumbbell is probably the most versatile exercise tool, you know, ever created, you know, by the humankind. And barbells would maybe be, you know, the next, you know, best thing. And then, you know, you get on to, you know, a myriad of other items. But for home training, like you said, you know, it's oftentimes it's probably more space that determines the array of equipment in a person's home gym.
Bingo.
More so even than money, although obviously, you know, money's a concern too. But sometimes even if you have the money to have, you know, have racks of dumbbells, you know, your better half might not want to have, you know, 24 feet of dumbbells
right.
in a given room in the house and that. And essentially that is how, you know, PowerBlock was born, just simply a better way to do dumbbells at home. And initially the PowerBlock was developed, you know, as a home alternative to the racks and racks of dumbbells. Most people, you know, again, didn't have the space to have racks and racks of dumbbells at home, even if they did have the money. There are some, you know, applications, you know, if you're a Gold's Gym or World's Gym at 24-Hour Fitness, you know, you're always going to have that need for racks and racks and dumbbells. You've got
right.
100 people working out at the same time in that. So you know, that you'll always have that. But dumbbells, of course, get used a lot, you know, there too, as it is, you know, you'll see the great bodies using dumbbells a lot.
Absolutely.
In their
Absolutely.
Training because it is one of the optimum ways to strength train.
It really is the one workout tool that we have that truly does allow the body to move at the range and pace that it wants to. Even the, you mentioned next would be the barbell, but a lot of people have trouble with barbells as well. You know, especially in pressing movements, because, you know, our shoulders don't necessarily want to do some of the things that the straight bar wants us to do. Let's do this.
Mine doesn't anymore.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
my left one, yeah.
Yours? Yeah, mine too. Mine is the left as well. I wonder if that's something that happens to us guys as we get older. I don't know.
I don't know, but yeah, mine bugs me with the bar. I can't hardly use the bar anymore at all.
Yeah, same. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we're gonna move this dialogue forward. We're talking today with Jay Vollmer. If you don't already have a set of Power Block dumbbells, I really mean this. You really, really need to budget to get yourself a set for your home, because I can promise you that you can work out more frequently. There's some days where I go to the gym in the morning, and then in the evening I do a little cardio and I throw my dumbbells around and get a great pump, and I feel a lot more productive. And the best way to do it is with a set of Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of Power Blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series Power Blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Jay Vollmer from Powerblock, powerblock.com. Check them out. Great, great product. I mean, everybody really should have a set of Powerblocks. I've been doing a series of shows recently where I'm revisiting some of the fundamental stuff we forget. We're always in search of the new exotic stuff that's going to change us, you know? But we forget about the fundamentals. Like we did the show on branched chain amino acids recently, you know? We did the show talking about some of the mistakes people make in the gym that derail them. A lot of this stuff we've talked about over this, the past decade over and over again. We know that these things work. But every now and then we got to revisit it and go, oh yeah, I forgot about that. You know, I should be doing that. And some of the things that we need to do is have equipment at home. I know a lot of my listeners do this now. I know a lot of you have kettlebells, but a set of dumbbells and a bench, and you can get a complete workout. And you can, and I have to, I'm gonna make a confession, Jay. You ready for this?
Yep.
I'm a closet pump up guy. You know what I mean by that? Okay. Like I'll get out of the shower. Maybe we're having some guests over for dinner, and I'll run downstairs and grab my kettle, my power blocks, and maybe flip them into the 25-pound mode, and I'll just rep out, just pump my biceps out. Then I'll just throw them over my head, and I'll do some shoulder presses real quick. Then I'll bend over and do some tricep extensions, and then run back up the stairs because I feel like now I've got a little more thickness in my arms. I'm going to look a little bit better. I'm one of those guys. I admit it. I'm a closet pump-up guy. What's that AA thing? My name is Carl Lenore, and I'm a closet pump-up guy. And my power blocks are great for that. Except I got to tell you, I got to get the new urethane series because they do make that chingling noise. And then Elisa will go, "Are you downstairs?" And I'll go,
"Busted, huh?"
Yeah, busted. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
But anyway, I love them. I love my power blocks. I touch them every day. I use them every day. There's not a day that goes by. Even when I go to the gym, like I said, I come home and sometimes do a little touch up routine in the evening, before dinner. And I use them all the time. They're fantastic. This is probably one of the most well-thought-out products that I've ever seen. Quick-change dumbbells with a very small footprint. And those of you who are looking at quick-change dumbbells, you know there's other dumbbells out there by names I'm not going to mention, where even when they're in the lightest weight, the handle that you're holding, the stem, is still as long as it was when it had 50 pounds on it. You can't even get the darn things next to you to do alternating curls. You know what I'm talking about, right, Jay?
Yep, exactly. Good point. Yep. We won't mention the brand either. There's actually a couple of brands that they're built that way, with dials. The length like is 16 inches at no matter how much weight you have, whether you have five pounds
at 16 inches long. Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. And so hence we come back. How long have Power Blocks been around now?
Well, the company was started in 1991 and, doing, research and, product innovation and then, you know, the development of the dumbbells. We have a museum with all kinds of different mock-ups of starts of ideas that they had for the original power blocks.
Wow.
But the blocks themselves have been sold since 1993.
Wow. Were they ever round instead of square?
They were not ever round. There were some different, like, kind of octagonal shapes in that, but never round. And I'll tell you, part of the thing on the round is if they were round in shape, the weight plates, as opposed to squarish, and the original ones were totally square.
Right.
The last two series, there's three different series of power blocks, which are different, like vintages. The original were totally square. The second one had a rounded top, and then
right.
The third vintage is our current urethane series, which has a rounded top also, but urethane coated to be smoother and flatter.
Right.
But essentially, they're all, you know, kind of squarish shaped, and that's one of the reasons why they can be more compact than any other dumbbell, including, you know, traditional dumbbells. Think of the weight plates like a 50-pound set has 8 5-pound weight plates, and they're quarter inch thick weight plates, but they've got some mass. A 50-pound set happens to be 12 inches long, by the way.
Right.
If we took that. And we took that shape and we said, okay, we're going to cut circles out of those weight plates. Okay, so we take a big cookie cutter that's round and we cut those weight plates into circles. Okay, now we've got a bunch of weight that isn't there anymore.
Right.
You know, okay, Now you have to add that weight on. How are you going to do it? Well, now we're going to, you know, you're going to have to add probably a couple more weight plates then.
Yeah, I see.
You know, and then the length grows.
So it's wasteful. It's actually the same thing that Wendy's found out about making square hamburgers. You had you had less meat to throw away or repack into another hamburger. So it makes perfect sense.
Well, you just get more weight into, you know, that length.
Right.
In that space. So.
Right, right.
Yeah. More efficient. Okay. So now let's talk a little bit about how PowerBlock is really starting to catch on to a greater degree. While the product were originally created in with the home gym or home workout individual in mind, we have a larger number of these studio-type gyms where one personal trainer gets a small space and does one-on-one work with clients. And I have to believe that PowerBlock is infiltrating that group. But more importantly, aren't you starting to see a lot of colleges and even NFL teams that are adding PowerBlocks in their gyms now?
Yeah, we really are. And, you know, for the one-on-one situation, like the personal trainers, we've got a ton of personal trainers that use the PowerBlocks in their business. And it's slick because, again, they're always, you know, pressed for money and space. And so we put that bill nice for them. And some of the trainers actually travel to their clients' houses, too. And they can take like a 90-pound set of, you know, 90-pound per hand set of PowerBlocks, put it in their trunk, and they can go to their client's house when they get to client A's house. If that client only needs, you know, 50 pounds per hand for weight, they can just set it at 50 pounds, you know, pick one up in each hand and go in with 50 pounds, train their client, come back out, pop that 50 right into the rest of the 90, you know, go to the next client's house. If they need 90, then they can have, you know, the
right
client come out and carry it in for their warm-up set for them, you know. And
yeah, there you go.
Train them with the 90-pound per hand set. So the versatility is great for the trainer that way. As far as the training sports-specific facilities have kind of a, I don't know if a craze is the right word for it, but there's a couple of very renowned training facilities in the States here that have a way that they have their strength set up, and they're very popular, and they're emulated a lot. One of them is IMG Academies in Bradenton, Florida, and I've been down there. It's like a 300-acre facility, and they train. Essentially, they train, you know, pro athletes before, like the baseball players, for example. They've got a baseball, a football, soccer program, golf, and tennis and stuff. And before, like, a pro athlete season starts, they'll come down there and they'll stay, you know, right on campus for a month or two, and they'll get in shape for their sport. And then another facility that does that type of work is Mark Verstegen's Athletes Performance in Arizona.
Wow.
And both these places are, you know, world-class facilities. And how they started setting up their strength is they've got kind of a pod system where they'll have like 34 huge power cages set up next to each other in rows, and at each power, you know, cage, each station or pod, they'll have a set of power blocks, and that gives them the ability to do, you know, dumbbell training at every place without having, I mean, you just simply couldn't have, you know, a rack of dumbbells at every station. So how they've set that up in kind of a pod setup has become real popular with that. And then a lot of strength coaches for pro teams, college and pro alike, go to seminars and train at these facilities in their off seasons to learn. You know, there's always research going on at these types of facilities, and you know, they'll learn, you know, new exercises or new ways to train or cross train sport specific, and they'll go to these top notch facilities and they'll get some training in their off seasons and stuff. Well, as they see how these setups have been, then they're going back to their facilities and they're emulating them in their facilities. So one example would be like the Jacksonville Jaguars. How they have theirs set up is like, you know, Athletes Performance did. And a lot of the strength coaches for the pro teams have received training, are basically graduates of these you know, super fine training, you know, facilities, and so they you know grew up essentially in that mode of training, and they're bringing it into their pro facility.
Sure, it works. You know what I mean? They're just going to emulate something that they've learned that
sure.
works, and
yep.
and it's so easy to emulate. You know, I mean, it's they just have to follow the plan that's been set out and just and duplicate it, and that's it.
Yep.
And that includes power block dumbbells.
Yep. So that's worked out really, really well for us. We didn't originally set out to be, you know, like a commercial product, but and of course as they're changing, you know, how the exercise and the needs of you know essentially our consumers changes, then of course we need to adapt to it too. And you know, the urethane series would be one of those changes that we've made, you know, as we evolve, you know, to constantly try and make, you know, the best dumbbell that we can. You know, we take things that we see in facilities like that, or, you know, they would say, hey, you know, it'd be cool if you could do this here. You know, what if a dumbbell could also be a kettlebell, you know, or you know.
Oh, you're stealing my thunder, because we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I want to talk about some of the new innovations and also about some things that people don't know about Power Block, like the power station, number one, and your affiliation with some other manufacturers now that are building Power Block platforms into their equipment, because they're getting the religion. They're going, wow, this Power Block product is really intelligent. And, you know, we can capitalize on that. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the new innovations coming out of Power Block. Go to powerblock.com today to check them out. I'm telling you, if you take the time, to budget and buy yourself a set of Power Blocks, and they're not very expensive, but you know, nowadays, everybody has to budget for everything. Get yourself a set of Power Block dumbbells, and I promise you, you will never, ever regret it, and they will outlast anything else that you have, except maybe your kettlebells. But they will outlast them. They are durable, and they are easy to use, and I couldn't live without them. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of Power Blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series Power Blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.com.
OPResource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to OPResource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. OPResource.net. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, so let's say you're at this crossroad. You're thinking, you know, I'm going to drop some money on some kettlebells. And now you hear about the Power Block dumbbell. And you think, okay, what do I do? You know, there's a kettlebell camp out there. The dumbbells obviously have been proven. What do I do? So there's a new innovation at Power Block. Isn't that right, Jay?
Yeah, we actually have a handle that will retro into our dumbbells on the urethane series that will allow you to do kettlebell exercises with the same weight stack from the dumbbells, the Power Block dumbbells.
So you basically have, let's say you have, like I have, 5 to 50 pounds. Right. If you have 5 to 50 pound dumbbells and they're the urethane series, obviously they have to be the urethane series because this is what the handle fits. Basically, where the handle is now that you grab, that comes out. And you just put the kettlebell adapter in there, and it has a handle like a kettlebell, and now you're ready to go.
Yep.
So you can have 5 to 50 pound kettlebells now.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. In like the 90 pound urethane per hand dumbbell set, this handle will give you 15 increments of kettlebells. In wow. the 50 pound, the U50. Set of urethane dumbbells, it will give you 21 kettlebell increments.
Wow. Yeah.
So,
and now that's available right now, correct?
That's correct. Yep, that's available right now.
Okay.
And then if you want something that's even more compact than that, or you're really into kettlebell exercises, but you don't want to dedicate again, have a rack of kettlebells. That when you're buying them individually, of course, it gets expensive too. But we have a standalone, it's called a kettle block. We have two models. One is 5 to 20 pounds, and the other is 8 to 40 pounds. The 5 to 20 replaces 5 kettlebells, and the 8 to 40 pound model replaces 8 kettlebells in the space of one. And it's actually expandable later also to 55 pounds.
Now, is the kettle block what is depicted on your kettlebell exercise routine? By the way, they have great exercise routines at powerblock.com. I mean, they've got, if you check out the exercise routines, obviously they're designed to be used with your power blocks and your kettle block. But is that what's on the in the images here, where the guy and the gal are doing kettlebell exercises?
Yeah, they're using the kettle block.
That's what I thought.
Kettle block 20 she's using, and the kettle block 40 is what he is using. There are some pictures of them with using the kettle block handle that would fit in the dumbbells also. But I think in the exercises they are using the standalone kettle blocks. There is, we're constantly adding to, the website too, so we will add even more kettlebell exercises as well as dumbbell exercises. This photo shoot that we did in California last summer, where those exercises came from on the kettlebell, I specifically wanted to kind of raise the bar of free exercise. Of course, it's all free. you know, for a consumer. And you, yes, you could have, if you've already got kettlebells at home or you already have, you know, dumbbells at home, certainly the exercises apply. You know, if you want to learn some new exercises, you could go to powerblock.com and the exercises are free. We also have a video exercise library that will increase, right now I think there's 21 video exercises as well as the poster type exercises.
Right.
And those, the video ones, you actually, you can download. If you have an iPhone, you can download those exercises and put them, you know, on your mobile device.
I mean, you could, you know, you could use, people are always looking for a way to change things up. Go to powerblock.com and download one of the exercise routines and stick with that for a week. And then, you know, go back again and pick another one and stick with that for a week. I mean, you know, we're always looking for ways to shake it up. Let someone else dictate what you should do instead of you doing it yourself. The exercise videos are on the left-hand side of the page. Bench press, bent over row, concentration curl, cross bench pullover, decline flies, decline presses. I mean, they're all there. Great stuff. Really, really great stuff. Okay, so there's something that I was not aware of that you guys have. Now you've added the kettlebell to the offering. I was not aware of the power station. Talk about the power station for a second.
Well, the power station is an item that we had for a while that now we've replaced that actually with the power cage, which is brand new and coming, that we're just coming out with.
Okay.
The power cage we debuted at the Arnold show in Columbus in March, and the power cage is a free weight cage it's a squat rack where you can use a barbell if you want, because a lot of people already have, you know, barbells,
right.
and it's got a pistol grip that you can put, you know, it at any height. It has a removable safety bar, so you can be, you know, benching alone and set the safety bars at any height. It's built-in chin attachment, that it has a multi-angle ground device where you can put a bar into the ground and do rowing exercises and different
Very cool.
Exercises, you know, kind of a landmine device.
Right.
What makes it then unique, and of course there's other companies that have cages, you know, that do
Right.
those things, of course, but what makes it then unique there are also an optional articulating arms for it, where you can attach them to your cage. The cage will have different four or five different configurations available. You can start with the basic cage, and then you can add these different, like you can add the landmine device, you can add the articulating dumbbell arms, for example, that will hold power blocks all the way up to the new 175. And you can put them at any angle. So if you're using like doing barbell presses, you can take those articulating arms with your power blocks on them, and you can just with a click of a button slide them all the way outside of the cage, and then when you're done with your bench press sets on barbells, if you want to do some dumbbell flies or something, you can take those arms with the dumbbells on them and swing them right inside the cage then, and you know, do your dumbbell exercises.
It's like having a training partner.
Hand
me those now. I'm ready for those. Right.
Exactly. Yep,
wow, that's
exactly.
Pretty cool stuff.
Now, and it adjusts anywhere inside, outside the cage, and height too. So you can, you know, if you're tall, you can raise them up, and if you're short, you know, put them down.
Now when will that be available?
Well, that probably summertime, summer to maybe late summer that we'll actually have. We've got some units, but like the 175 that we also had at the Arnold show, we don't have stock. The 175 will be out first. That will have.
Now let's talk about that for a second. The 175, you're going to have right now, the current heaviest set of power block dumbbells goes up to what?
130 pounds per hand.
That's pretty significant
You know, that's a lot. That's a lot. But you know, just when you think that you've got the end all, you know, when you think you've got it, then somebody comes along and says, you know, and case in point, this was Jacksonville Jaguars have about 20 sets of 130s that they use in that pod system that we talked about earlier.
Right.
And Luke from the Jaguars, strength coach, said that, you know, we're digging these, but we've really got big guys here. Could you make them heavier? You know, and we kind of laughed and then thought, well, you know what? And again, you know, our engineer, you know, there's two things going on. You've got a customer that wants something from you, so you have to, you know, what? Then you know, you start thinking, well, gee, you know, maybe we can, you know, how could we do that? And then, of course, you know, he puts on his lab coat and goes out to the shop and starts, you know, prototyping and that and building a product. And lo and behold, then he came up with a set of dumbbells that goes, it can grow like our other ones are expandable. That's
right.
A unique feature of PowerBlox that is neat. You can have a 50-pound set today, 6 months later, make it 90 pounds per hand, and another 6 months later, make it, you know, 125 or 130 pounds per hand.
Right.
Well, this big one, we call it right now the heavyweight, is going to be a 10 to 125 pound per hand dumbbell that you can expand to 175 pounds per hand. So at the 10 to 175 pound set, it's going to replace 55 pairs of dumbbells or over 10,000 pounds of free weight.
Wow.
In the space of one pair.
What's the concentration of it? What's the footprint? How long is one of them at their top weight of 175?
Well, at the 175 they are 21 inches. At 125 pounds per hand, they are 17 inches.
Wow.
That
sounds like the same size that they would be if they were those little, you know, traditional round 5 pound plate, you know, dumbbells in your gym.
I mean, well, they're actually quite a bit shorter than that. Yeah.
Really?
Yep. They're way more compact than traditional dumbbells. Yep. Yeah. At their weight. Yep.
That's pretty impressive. Now, do you make a lot of these, or is this something that, you know, there's not going to be a lot of people out there buying?
Well, you know, as the percents go of people that, you know, the percents of society that uses even the 125 pounds per hand is, you know, is pretty low. You know, for lack of a better way to put it, normal people don't pick that much weight up.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, but, you know, when you're talking, you know, elite pro athletes such as the, you know, strength, you know, the football players in particular, or the, you know, the strongman type competitors, you know, they're not normal people. I mean, you know, they're out in their, you know, you'll see them on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon out in their driveway, you know, benching a couple of Toyotas.
And, yeah, exactly.
And so they need, you know, what most people wouldn't even, you know,
you know what I love about PowerBlox dumbbells, by the way? Because because they're square, they're well balanced, your hand fits inside the dumbbell. I love to do farmer's walks. Everybody knows I love to do farmer's walks. Well, unlike the round dumbbells that want to unroll in your hands, the PowerBlox don't do that because they feel more like a kettlebell, to be honest with you, even when you hold just the plain old dumbbell. They don't have that sense where they want to unroll because, I guess maybe partially because they're square. Maybe that's what it is.
Yep, it's in the design, and you know, and a lot of the super 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 technical stuff is over my head. You know, what I should do is I'll line up with you sometime. We'll let you talk to our engineer, who happens to be one of the owners also. And,
okay,
we'll have you talk to him sometime too, and you can ask him to really
some of those. Yeah, because I'd like to understand
that
why
that does happen. Yeah. When you do a curl, you'll notice that on your PowerBlox tonight. You do a curl. And we have some of our stores that sell our blocks will have, they'll have like a 40-pound power block they'll put on our stand, and then they'll put like a 40-pound hex head dumbbell on the stand next to it.
Right.
You know, and then they'll have the prospective buyer, they'll say, okay, you know, pick them up and use them, you know. Yeah, they look a little different, you know, but pick them up and see how they feel, you know. And then they'll have them like do a curl, and when you do a curl and you're in the up position, you know, if you just kind of release your hands just a little bit, you know, the traditional dumbbell, it'll start, you know, spinning.
Right, right.
Doing a circle, and the PowerBlox won't. And you know, it's in the design, but.
The PowerBlox is much better balanced. Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and we're going to wrap up the interview. We're talking with Jay Vollmer. If you don't have a set of PowerBlox, you're missing out. Go to PowerBlox.com today. Check them out. Check out some of the workouts. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Главонервных беременных и детей просим удалиться из зала. Остальным лечь на пол и задержать дыхание!
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from trueprotein.com. trueprotein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut, and you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Now I'm lost and I'm screaming for help.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we're going to have Dale Hart on. He is an accomplished MMA fighter. And we're going to be talking about how he got into the MMA sport. But more importantly, he has risen within his ranks to be a go-to strength and conditioning guy. And we're going to talk about his approach to strength and conditioning. On Facebook, Dr. Peter Rouse wrote, "I even have a pair of power block dumbbells. They are great." David Wilson said, "There's an episode of Star Trek Enterprise where a guy was working out with power blocks. Apparently, they're still popular 150 years in the future." Did you know that, Jay?
I didn't know they were popular in the future, but I was hoping they would be. But yeah, I did know that they were on Star Trek. In fact, a buyer at AFIS, the Air Force and Army Exchange, called me and said he's seen it on TV. So,
wow, that's hilarious. Like, even 150 years from now, people are still using power blocks, huh?
There you go. Yep,
And Wolfgang Lawrence said, "Big ups to power blocks. Very, very good. Very good stuff.
Nice.
And I happen to know that Dr. Peter Rouse has been working with some very, very high-level movie stars now and helping them reach their physical goals for parts that they're playing, and he gets power block dumbbells for them as well. So I know he's a devotee of
the
product.
Yeah, we have, you know, we'll have some celebrities that, because there's tons of them that use them, but we'll have some that, you know, they'll send us some pictures. We've got some pictures in the office of Mel Gibson using them on a set of a Western movie that he was doing. And Clint Eastwood has a set in his office at Warner Brothers, and says he gets asked to demo them, you know, quite often. And there's a, you know, picture. We've got a couple different pictures of Clint, you know, with them. And that, so
yeah, that's very,
real
very
neat.
Cool.
I mean, again, it's a situation where they can, you know, they don't have much room. A lot of times, you know, when they're on a movie set, Jackie Chan's another one that takes them with him when he does movies.
But, really,
you know, they don't have much space. A lot of times, they're living literally in a trailer, you know, motorhome or something,
right?
And so, you know, they'll have them with them. They can, you know, get a little. Like you, they're closet pumpers. You know,
there you go.
Before he hops on the set.
There you go. I'm a closet pump up guy. Okay, so I admitted it on the show, and everybody knows. There you go. Anyway, okay. So what's going on with Power Block now? You guys, I know you guys are huge supporters of the industry. You do a lot of shows. Big sponsors, supporters of Superhuman Radio. And as I tell my guests, my listeners all the time, you know, I don't sell anything. If you like the show, support the sponsors. Check out powerblock.com. What's new? Are you guys going to be at any shows coming up, anything like that?
Well, we just came. We did the Arnold in March as a consumer show, and then we just came back from IRSA last week in San Francisco. The next show on our schedule is a college strength and coaches show in Kansas City. That's in the first week of May. So.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's the next one coming up. We don't do a ton of them. We're probably at one every month or so.
Yeah, that's a big dedication. That's a lot. But, you know, yours is the type of product that people have to have in their hands. As you know, I found you 1 year at the Arnold, not because I found you on the floor, but the hotel I was staying in had a workout room. And I walked in to, like, get a little workout in early in the morning. I did my cardio, and while I'm on the treadmill doing my cardio, looking at the morning news, I look over and I see Power Block dumbbells. I hadn't seen them before. And so I went ahead and I started working out with them. And, you know, I had seen some of these other quick change dumbbells before. And they've never appealed to me because they're so huge. My sister got a pair with her Bowflex. And they're so long. And I thought, wow, that's an interesting, you know, square, like a block design. And I started working out with them. And I was like, wow. This is a great product. I've got to find this company. And lo and behold, you were at the Arnold. I walked up to you and told you my story, and I said, let's do something. You know, let's do something. And that was, what, 3 years ago, I want to say.
Yep.
Three years ago. So,
yep. Yeah, we've been out since, you know, selling since 1993. So we've been here a while, and, you know, we love the industry and people, the products, and, you know, always, you know, like everything, always trying to improve. So,
where can people find power? How do you prefer people buy their power box? Do you have a preference?
Well, whatever is most convenient for them. They're available online at powerblock.com, and then also we're sold in like 800 stores throughout the country, and in fact even internationally. So I mean, you can probably save some shipping. You know, if you have a local store, you can go into the store and buy them. And again, if you go to powerblock.com, on the upper right, there's a stores button. Click on that. All the states will come up, including Canada and the international. And you can find, you know, the store closest to you and, you know, go in and take them for a test drive in their showroom.
Good deal. Good deal. Jay, I want to thank you for coming on the air today to talk about this. And more importantly, thank you so much for being a sponsor and making the show possible. Okay.
Great. Well, my pleasure, Carl. Thanks a lot.
Okay. And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to have Dale Hart on. And we're going to be talking about the life of an MMA fighter, what it's really like, why people get into it, and how he has become the go-to guy for strength and conditioning within his group. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. That's how long I've been on ya. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Trina, Trina, Gina for Lopez. Four kids and I gotta take all they back. Get your kids, but then they got their friends. I pulled up in the Benz, they all got a pen. We all went to Ben, and then I had to pay. If you fucking with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend says she's the...
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Well, welcome back to Superhuman Radio, and in the world of live radio, you always have potential dilemmas that could occur, and one of the largest dilemmas that you can have in live radio is to have a guest not show up on time. I've been trying to reach Dale Hart and tried before the show to cue him up, as I always do with all my guests, to make sure that they remember. He is on the West Coast. He's in Vegas, so it's only 10 a.m. there now, and...
he seems to be missing in action. So we're going to talk a little bit for a little while. I left him the studio phone number, and we'll see if he actually ends up calling in while we're talking, and we'll get him on the air as quickly as we can. In the meantime, we do have other things that I could talk about, first of all. All right, so just going to go ahead and reiterate some of the coupon codes we have going on right now on Superhuman Radio. If you are interested in peptides, and we all are, we're going to be doing a show on Monday of next week with Professor Philip Filimonov about IGF-1 and MGF. I love IGF-1, by the way. I'll be talking about my protocol on IGF-1. I'm also going to be talking about my experience with PT-141. I've used it. Interesting stuff. That's the natural aphrodisiac. And so we'll talk about that on Monday show with Dr. Philip Filimonov. And we have a coupon code for opresource.net. They are a supplier of peptides. If you use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN25, SUPERHUMAN, the number 2, the number 5, you'll save an additional 25% off. They're already low, low prices, and their prices really are amazing. I mean, I don't know if you've been to their website yet, opresource.net, but you can get GHRP6 for $24 a bottle. That's for a 5-milligram bottle. CJC-1295, the long-acting version, $30 for a 2-milligram bottle. That's unbelievable. So you just have to check them out, opresource.net, and remember to use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN25, SUPERHUMAN, the number 2, the number 5, to save an additional 25% off. They even carry bacteriostatic water there if you need that. And PT-141 comes in 2-milligram and 10-milligram bottles. I will recommend that you get a 10-milligram bottle. It stays, the shelf life in the refrigerator, once it's reconstituted, is months. So you can use it a couple weekends in a row if you want to. Great stuff. Okay. So that's the coupon code. Of course, we all know that the phone is ringing. Let's see who this is. Studio. Dale, you there? All right, sit tight, brother. Hold on one second. I'm going to put you into the queue, and we'll have you on the air in just a second. All right, so Dale Hart did call in, the true champion that he is. He made it on time. But before I have him on, just let me mention one other thing. I'm asking all of my listeners to do something for me. And I don't know that I've ever asked anyone on the air to do something for me, but I'm asking you to do something for me. And it's not just for me, it's for the radio show. We need to build our audience. We really, really do. All those of you who listen to the show know that the information that our guests, not me, it's not about me, but the information that our guests bring to the forefront is really the core of not just strength and conditioning, but health and longevity. We're talking about strategies, nutritional strategies, protocols, exercise protocols that will actually reverse disease in this country. We are going down a very slippery slope right now as a country. I mean, it's scary. It's scary. We're having conversations just this weekend with some very, very intelligent people about, you know, it may not be very long before we start to crumble under the pressure, the financial pressure, the stress, all the issues that are plaguing us in this country, many of which can be alleviated by alleviating the financial debt related to the healthcare system. And that all starts with what we all know to work. We all know this. You know, proper nutrition, paleolithic style eating, and or a modified vegan diet. We're going to have Mike Mahler on in about, I'm working on it right now to talk about his approach to being a vegan. It's very unique. He's not a vegan like most people are. He's an intelligent vegan. He knows how to get his complete amino acid profiles. But we know that through nutrition and exercise, disease and longevity, disease is held off, longevity is increased, and we need to start spreading the word. So I'm asking you to re-Facebook shows that you like. Let your friends know about how they can listen to Superhuman Radio. Use some of the tools on superhumanradio.com, like Recommend Us, to invite some of your friends to come and listen. Spread the word. Spread the word. Because if we can get enough people to join the army of understanding that the core of health, the core of longevity, is proper nutrition, exercise, proper sleep, and intelligent supplementation, we can make this country the profound and strong country that it once was. We are not there anymore. Obesity plagues the nation. We are sinking deeper and deeper into debt related to the healthcare system. And we can turn that around without the government's help. We don't need the government to help us. We vote with our dollars. So I'm asking you to start spreading the word about the show. Let more people know about it. Circulate shows that you like. Re-Facebook them. Invite people to listen. And let's help ourselves get out of this jam that we're in. Okay, enough of that. My guest is Dale Hart. He's an accomplished MMA fighter. We're going to be talking about his career in MMA, how he got started, and also he has risen within his ranks to being the go-to guy for strength and conditioning. How you doing, Dale?
I'm fantastic, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Now, you're in Las Vegas now, right?
Correct.
Have you always been lived in Las Vegas?
Maybe 2 years now.
Okay. So you went to Las Vegas probably because it's considered one of the meccas for MMA, huh?
Absolutely.
Who are you training with now?
I train and I work out of one fight team.
Okay.
And I also train at Cobra Kai. I train at a boxing gym, TKO Boxing Gym, over on the west side of town. And I got another gym I go to from time to time.
So you're like me. I like to have a few different gyms to kind of, you know how some people like to have a few different bars to go hang out at? I have several gym memberships because some days I want to train here, some days I want to train there. You do the same thing, huh?
Yeah, you know what? I'm a big believer in specialists. As far as when I train, you know, like, I like to go train with people that just box or just do stand up or really focus on one area of the game kind of. And then I go to one gym that kind of puts it all together, and then I go to one gym that they just wrestle. I try and generally go to one gym that specializes in grappling.
Right.
I try and learn from people that are specialists. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it does, because if you learn from specialists, you can get just the distilled information that you need to be the best in that one area and then add that to your portfolio of talents. I agree with you 1,000%. I think that's very intelligent, as opposed to going to one guy who says, well, I'm good at grappling. No, you're not the best stand-up. You're not the best at grappling. Only somebody who specializes in that can be the best at that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Mark Phillippe. I can't forget Flip.
Hey, you know what? I remember when he opened I was living in Phoenix, I think, at the time, when he and his wife opened up that new gym. I want to say it was like 3 or 4 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know what? It was a little bit before I came to Vegas, but I think four years ago now, Mark's been open.
I got to have him on the show sometime. I keep saying I have to have him on the show, and I'm going to work to that. I do have to do that. So let's talk about you first of all. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Bangor, Maine originally.
Okay. So how do you find your way into MMA?
Well, it's kind of a weird thing, but when I first started, I watched the first UFC in 1993, November. And it's kind of funny, but my friend was getting it. And he invited me over, and this is embarrassing to say for an MMA guy, I'm not going to lie to you, but I did Taekwondo at the time. and I thought Taekwondo was just bad to the bone, buddy. Like,
right, right.
Street fight kings, okay?
Right.
And I thought the UFC was going to be fake, to be honest with you. And I watched the... And I was sitting maybe like 30 feet away from the TV, and I was real casual, and I was being the cool guy in the room, you know. And
because you studied martial arts, you're like, I know kata, I know the real thing, you know. And
yeah.
This is like entertainment now we're watching.
Exactly. I thought it was gonna be like wrestling. I thought it was gonna be
right,
fake.
Right.
And then I don't know if you watched the first UFC, but Gerard Giroux, a French guy. He a savate guy. He kicks this sumo wrestler in the face right off the bat. And I saw his tooth fly across the room. And this is the strange part of the story. I literally was like, oh my God. And I pulled my chair up and I sat like 2 feet from the TV and I did not move.
Because then you knew it was real then, right?
Yes. Then I knew I was real and it kind of started me on this journey. And at that point, you know, I didn't realize that I wanted to fight, but I knew I was interested.
Right.
And then somewhere around, 2000, I was in the Navy. I joined the Navy and I didn't really, I trained with a guy in Maine, but we didn't have a lot of opportunities in Maine at that point.
Right.
And, I joined the Navy and I got stationed in Mayport, and, almost as soon as I got there, I went to a jiu-jitsu school and a Muay Thai school, and I got really lucky. And the people that I happened to go to, which was, it was Peacock's Academy at that time, but a guy named Lionel Perez, and still to this day, one of the best jiu-jitsu guys I know. After 10 years in the game, I happened to go to the first place that happened to be one of the best that I've ever seen.
Yeah, you got lucky, right?
Yeah, really. And this sounds really weird, Carl, but the first thing I did was gi jiu-jitsu, which is what a lot of MMA guys start out as. And since I've kind of stopped doing gi, but in the first day, this guy does this. You know what a mount is, Carl?
No. What is it?
It's where basically I sit on your chest and my feet are kind of on your hips.
Right.
And it's very, very dominant position.
Okay. So I can wail on you. You could wail on my face. You could do anything you want. You're in total control from that position.
Absolutely. You've lost use of your legs.
Right.
Essentially. So your options are very limited. Well, my first day, I had a dude that was bigger than me, yada yada, mount me, and like, I'm kind of a germaphobe, Carl. So he puts his chest in my face, and I was like, tapping out. I'm like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
They're like, no, you can't tap to that. I'm like, what do you mean I can't tap to that?
Oh, man.
But anyways, it's kind of progressed since then.
Now, how many fights have you had now, Dale?
I have somewhere around 14 as an amateur, and I'm 10-3 as a pro.
That's great, man. That's awesome. So so now you're out of the Navy, and you decide, I'm doing this. I want to go for this. So do you decide to move to Vegas, I guess, right?
No. I'll tell you what happened is that it's kind of a crazy story altogether, but what got me out of Florida, I probably would have never left Florida under my own power, but this girl I was madly in love with,
There's always a girl. You know what? The moving industry should pay women because there's always a girl involved when somebody goes from one end of the country to the other end of the country, right? Right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know that poor sap. That generally is me.
Yeah.
I'm that guy in the story.
Join the club, brother.
Of course, in my defense, I was, 22, 23 years old.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't know the things. I wasn't the bitter, old man I am now.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you this first, Carl. Like, when it came to fighting, my whole life, like, I always felt like, those children's toys and you have different shapes and you put the star on the star or you put the circle on the circle or
yeah.
Put the square on the square.
Right.
Well, my whole life I had always been a square and I had been trying to jam myself into a circle.
Right.
And all of a sudden, as soon as I started training, I really, really found my circle. I don't know how to explain it, but just I never had such a bond as I had with people at the gym that fight. I just never had anything in my life like mixed martial arts. And it changed my life. And I knew the first day that that's what I wanted to do. And I pretty much dropped everything.
You dedicated yourself. Huh? You dedicated yourself to the sport.
Yeah. And it was more out of like, not because I had a goal, just because I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. You found your calling. Dale, hold the thought, because you said you were still married at the time, right? Hold that thought. We have to take a quick commercial break because we've gone over on this segment. But I want to pick it up from what you were just about to say. You know, you were still married when you found out that you found your calling. We're talking today with MMA fighter Dale Hart. We're going to be talking a little bit more about his life and times in MMA. And then we're going to talk about strength and conditioning training because he's become the go-to guy for that. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm feeling yummy head to toe. You see me? Ain't got no patience. Go.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines 3 of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world, dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these 3 agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Dale Hart, MMA fighter. We're talking about his life right now, how he got involved with MMA. And a little bit later in the show, we're going to be talking about strength and conditioning techniques that he uses to prepare for fights and prepare his clients for fights. So you were married at the time when you found your calling, right? What happened?
Yes.
Did that throw a monkey wrench in the marriage?
Yes. Well, things continued on an okay path, but in a sense of irony, she kind of grew up in a sense, for lack of a better word.
Right.
Like, you know, she came from a really traditional family, and she started to want to have kids and a white picket fence and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, and you got a career path now. You got and not only just a career path, but one of those career paths that requires an amazing amount of focus and dedication for years, not just for weeks.
To say the least. I mean, at this point, I finished up my last 2 years of school, and everything was good. We were using my GI Bill, and I was going to school for finance and training at the gym literally 3.5 hours a day, like every day. I didn't miss a day, like... I was just so in love, and I really had a really good life going. And so I get done with school, and my last semester, I did an internship for a finance company. And afterwards, they offered me a job, and it would have been, you know, the kind of job where you can have a nice house and, you know, be comfortable,
right,
for lack of a better word.
Right.
Well, I ended up turning them down and going to work at Gold's Gym for this guy, for a guy named Tim Catalfo, for $10 an hour. And that was a fateful decision. She was not very pleased with my thought process on that one.
Yeah. And you know why? Because, look, you can't blame her. She just had a different perspective on how life was supposed to turn out. You had a dream, and you had to pursue it. No harm, no foul. That's it.
You know, this was a long time ago, and at this point, you know, we're still very, very cordial. But, you know, like, I respect her decision. And but, you know, when you're 23 years old and you're in love for the first time, and you never think it's going to end.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense. You know
sure
what I
you
mean?
Do.
Like, you
sure.
Know,
sure, because when you're young, you're idealistic, and you still believe that love can conquer all. As you get older, you find out love can conquer all, but it also takes some other things as well. And but when you're young, you think that love is magical and love by itself will make all the changes. Well, love is a powerful thing. There's no doubt about it. It can catapult you into a wonderful life, but it also takes more. And sometimes that more is both of you having the same image of what the future looks like. That's where it really comes down to. With her image, the future was something different than what your image was.
Absolutely.
You know? So.
Absolutely. And so anyway, so then I went to Maine. I started training with Marcus Davis at that point. I started to go to UMaine. I had my degree from University of North Florida. And I started going to the University of Maine for kinesiology. And because I had a minor in at University of North Florida in kinesiology, and then I started to go to school at UMaine, and I started training with Marcus Davis, another guy that's in the UFC. Or
yeah,
he was
right.
For a long time. I met Marcus right. He fought Thiago Alves
right
in a small show in Massachusetts, and I met Marcus maybe 2 weeks before that. I trained with him for 3 or 4 years, and. The grappling side of my game wasn't getting, I wasn't training with guys that were really pushing me as far as grappling went. And so, I moved to Las Vegas, found people that can whoop my butt.
So that's the answer. You got to find people that can beat you, and you got to learn to be able to beat them in order to progress.
Absolutely. You know what? Like, I'm a big believer that, steel makes steel.
Right.
Harder, you know?
Right.
And, I try very, I have very, very, you know, I pursue the people that can beat me in the worst possible fashion, and those are the people I train with.
Yeah.
You know.
So who did you say you're training with right now?
Well, I grapple at a school called Cobra Kai, and I train at One Fight Team, okay. And I work out of One Fight Team also.
Okay. And so now let's talk a little bit about, you know, so you're climbing the ladder at MMA. Do you have a fight coming up soon? Are you working towards a fight right now? What's going on?
No, I honestly don't know what's going to happen. My last two fights, I've had really bad shoulder dislocations.
Were they pulled out of the socket in a hold, in other words, or?
Yeah. No, it's really silly. Both times, Carl, I just posted my arm.
Uh-huh.
And I dislocated.
Yeah, and that's a tough thing because what ends up happening is you start to develop laxity that ends up promoting that happening over and over again. The only cure to that is sometimes to have an orthopod go in and surgically change some of it, but then you run the risk of having the shoulder never function properly anyway.
Yeah, I've had my shoulders operated on 5 times now, 4 labrums and an AC joint.
Okay, yeah. That
and I'm going to have a rotator cuff replacement, which in maybe 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. I got a few things I'm squaring away, but I'm getting my right rotator cuff replacement in 2 weeks.
What do they replace it with, Dale?
I have no idea.
you don't care as long as it works, right?
I've stopped asking a lot of questions on the surgery. And Warren Buffett, he had a great statement, and to be perfectly honest, I live by that statement. And here's his, he says, I don't have to know jewelry. I know my jeweler.
Right.
And, my orthopedic's very good, and, you know, I used to ask a lot of questions and be really investigative, but I don't know. I'm kind of deflated on this one a little bit. So
you're pretty bad. Yeah, you're just putting your trust in him because you know
he's a good
doc and he's going to do the right thing. He's done it for other. Yeah, you could plug him. Has he done it for other fighters that you know of?
Yeah, Dr. Randall Yee. He's operated on me. I think Forrest, Randy Couture. I think he operated on Michael Jordan, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Okay. Now, do you run into guys like that, Randy? Because they're in Vegas, and Tito Ortiz, those guys. You run into them at all?
You know, I know guys more in my weight class generally better.
Right.
You tend to know people you actually train with a lot better.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, I see Vanderlei Silva every day. I train Randy Couture's wife, actually, ex-wife.
Wow.
Yeah. And at this point, I have this weird, like, a lot of the guys I hang out with are Brazilian and Hawaiians.
Yeah. I know. The Hawaiians have made a big impact in MMA, haven't they?
Yeah. You know what? They're all angry.
Is that what it is? They're all
I'll
angry.
I'll say this. They love to throw down. And it's funny, too. But I laugh about a lot of Hawaiians I know, and not all of them are this way, but a lot of them, man, they value being tough.
Right.
Above all else. And I mean, like, they don't even care if you win the fight as long as you're tough.
As long as you stood up and did what you had to do. Cause you know why? Because think about it. Hawaiians are the last, they still embrace primitive culture, values, you know, they believe in valor. They believe in defending yourself. They believe in being a warrior. They still embrace the concept of being a warrior. You know, that's been bred out of us here in the United States because you do anything even remotely aggressive in this country, you end up in family court, you end up in some court, somebody suing you for anything. I mean, they want men in this country to be more like women. They want us to be feminized. But in Hawaii, forget that. I mean, men are men. You know what I mean? That's it.
I've learned that to be very true. And I don't know if you realize this, but Las Vegas is the capital for Hawaii.
No kidding.
A lot of Hawaiians in Las Vegas.
I didn't know that. And I lived in Vegas. And you and I will talk about that more off the air, but I lived in Vegas for 8 years, from 81 to 89, when Vegas was still pretty romantic to be in because there was still a quite a bit of a mob influence there, and the casinos were not all controlled by computers. Where, you know, you had to log a certain number of hours in order to get a comp. If you knew somebody at a hotel, you could walk in the middle of the night, walk up to a box man or whoever, you know, a casino manager. And if you knew him, you'd say, hey, can you give me a comp? They'd write you a comp, you know, go to a restaurant, no big deal. Now you got to have a little card you got to put in the machine. They got to, well, you only gambled 4 hours today. You know, I can get you a hamburger. That's it. So it's changed. It's changed a lot.
It feels now like you might as well just open up your wallet and just hand it to them.
Yeah, I know. It's totally different. But, hey, you know what? It's still a lot of fun to visit. I like Vegas. I like getting there once in a while. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about strength and conditioning. I want to get into the meat and potatoes of how you get stronger, what you do, specialized techniques. We're talking with Dale Hart, MMA fighter. We're going to talk about strength and conditioning techniques for MMA fighters. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you,
buy N2Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too. Pre-workout products crank you up then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest, Dale Hart. We're talking about strength and conditioning now, techniques that MMA fighters use. Is it so much different for an MMA fighter as it is for a football player or any other professional athlete when it comes down to strength and conditioning, Dale?
Well, I think that there's two components that make MMA unique. First off, as far as like physical attributes, MMA requires everything. Like, we're like a cross between a sprinter, a long distance runner, a hurdler. Like, almost everything is required of your body in a fight.
Yeah.
Can be. You know what I mean?
Right.
And not to mention, when it comes to conditioning, the good thing about a sport like football is like, you have what, 8 to 11 seconds of hard work, right?
Right.
And then you have 20 seconds plus of rest.
Right.
So your work ratio is work to rest ratio is limited. And, you can put it on the line in football because, not saying certain guys don't work harder than other guys, but at the same time, you know a break's coming, chances are.
Yeah, the duration of demand is shorter as opposed
Absolutely.
To a guy who's got to fight a 3-minute or 5-minute round and then has a minute to rest in between. It's almost like, it's like hyper Tabata. You know what I mean? It's like the Tabata routine, but it's like, where the work is a lot more and the rest, the rest is a lot shorter, you know?
Well, what a lot of people don't realize in MMA is conditioning. You can never really say, hey, I'm in shape for this fight. The thing about MMA conditioning is the fact that everything is relative. And what I mean by that is Carl, what happens is it doesn't matter how good a shape you're in. It matters how good a shape you're in compared to whoever you're fighting. Like, let's say you're in a certain level of shape and you say, hey, I'm in great shape. Well, what happens then is you and I fight and we a lot of times in a sense our conditioning is like two bulldozers going at it, like, and a lot of times there's other factors involved, but if my conditioning is better than yours, no matter how good a shape you're in, I can push you and I'll slow you down.
Right. Right, right, right. So when you look at conditioning for a fighter, Are you doing a lot more? Well, first of all, how important is the strength? I mean, you have strength and conditioning. These are two different things. Strength implies the ability to do an amount of work in a burst, let's say, a short period of time. And then conditioning means to be able to do that consistently over a long period of time, right? Would you agree with that statement?
Absolutely.
Okay. So how are they equally important, or is conditioning more important? Because if I can stay longer than you can, I can beat you.
Well, here's the thing, Carl. First off, I find in MMA, they kind of go hand in hand a lot of times. Not necessarily you, like, okay. Well, what I'm saying is this, Carl. A lot of times, guys, that if you get tired, you're going to lose your explosion.
Right.
Right? Does that make sense? So guys that are, even guys that are super explosive, it depends on the, I have to answer that as it depends on the individual. For a long time, I went back and forth as to which is more valuable. But here's the thing. Certain guys, at the end of the day, just the way that they're made up and the way that they fight, they're going to have to survive another guy's, we'll call it a fast twitch storm.
Right.
Okay? So some guys are going to come on heavy. And there's certain guys that are never, no matter how I train them or no matter what they do, they're never going to match the explosive athleticism of other people. But what those guys can do is put pressure and keep heavy, heavy pressure, constant pressure. And those guys that are explosive and athletic and hope that their conditioning fails them.
Right. They get that. They gas out. Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. And, you know, there's certain guys out there right now that are defying normal logic. But a lot of times, it's been my experience in MMA, guys that are very athletic and have a high percentage of fast twitch muscle fibers, a lot of times they tend to fatigue earlier than guys with a higher percentage of slow twitch.
Interesting.
Okay, so it's so kind of
give me a snapshot of like a routine that you would do, not necessarily fight specific, you know, not in the ring grappling and so on, but
yeah,
give me an idea like training, cardiovascular, you know, resistance, so on and so forth. Tell me what you would do.
Well, the million-dollar question. I really, really vary a lot on the average guy. And I'll give you a for instance right now. I train a heavyweight. His name is Josh Franklin. And just the nature that he is, he's a ton of fast twitch muscle fibers. He's 250 pounds with abs. And Josh has, he has conditioning problems. I call him the two-minute warrior.
Okay.
And so with him, we attack. When I look at it, I tend to look at, you know, muscular endurance, explosiveness, raw power, and conditioning. I kind of look at those things as separate categories in a way. And whatever your weak area is, Carl, I'm going to attack it.
Right.
So, like with Josh, we do a lot of metabolically demanding. I do a lot of things. Like when he gets closer to a fight, I'll start upping the time. But on a day-to-day basis, when he's further than 8 weeks out, we'll do at least 2 days a week of, I call it a metabolic workout. And I stole that name from Flip. But we'll do something for somewhere around a minute and rest for 45 seconds, a minute, rest for 45 seconds. We do a lot of farmer's walks, like a lot of sled pulls. You ever seen a real runner machine?
A real runner machine? No. What is that?
Honestly, it is the greatest piece of equipment on the planet.
Really?
Oh, God, it is awesome. Awesome.
Real runner machine. I got to look it up while you're talking about.
We have one at Juan Fight Team. And when I first started working with people with strength conditioning at Juan Fight Team, it was like a piece of dusty equipment that sat in the corner.
No one knew what to do with it. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, exactly. But Mark Phillippe, he showed me the light of the pain and torture that is the real runner.
You know what? I think I know. I do this now on a treadmill. What I do is I set my the electronic treadmill to 2.5 miles an hour, but then I lean forward and I grab the handles and I push the track beyond. The motor is resisting me pushing back. I always say I feel like one of those guys in New York pushing a Frankfurter cart up a hill. That's what it looks like it does, huh? You really have to push this thing, don't you?
Yeah, but you have to. There's two tricks, Carl. First off, you have to push your legs in both directions. You have to push and pull.
Pull. Ah, so it's bidirectional. Very cool.
Yeah, so you get a lot of hip flexor work, and you have a constant state of work. There's no rest.
Wow, I like this, man. This is very cool. I'm looking at it.
Well, let me tell you the beauty of the Real Runner, Carl, is that there's absolutely zero impact.
Uh-huh.
You have no impact at all. And what, you know, so especially for a guy that's a heavyweight, like if I have him, I do sprints with him, but if I have him outside, as much as he needs to be working his, you know, sprinting style workouts, I'd have him outside 4 days a week.
Right.
Well, it wouldn't be very long, and we'd start having shin splints, knee problems, a plethora of other things. You know what I mean? But
right.
I can hammer him on that Real Runner 3-4 days a week and not have a lot of side effects as far as his lower body.
Yeah, this is a great machine. I like this. I like this.
Yeah, it's terrific.
So,
So
farmer's walks are good, huh? What about deadlifting? Is deadlifting important when you got to take a guy and throw him down to the mat? I remember Matt Hughes used to remind me of like a little bull. He would reach down and grab a guy around the waist and just lift him up and slam him down. And I thought to myself, that's being a farm boy. He's probably lifted heavy stuff his whole life. How much does the deadlift play into some of that stuff?
You know what? I'm a big fan of the deadlift. And here's the thing I like about the deadlift. And I have a mixed... Here's the thing right here. There's a plus and a minus, in my opinion, to the deadlift for MMA. The beauty is, I don't think anything, you know, you get a whole posterior chain effect with a deadlift where all your muscles are working together and you have such a huge, huge percentage of your muscles being recruited to do that one lift. But I have seen this, and when guys deadlift too much without explosive activity, because
uh-huh.
I won't lie to you, Carl, there's MMA fighters who do nothing but deadlift.
Right.
And what will start to happen is they'll start to slow down.
Uh-huh.
So, and you know, you've been around the lifting community a million years. You know guys that don't act explosively stop being explosive.
Yeah, you're right.
And you've seen it a million times. Guys that can lift, you know, 600-700 pounds with a deadlift.
Right.
But you know they wouldn't be much good in a fight because they can't move properly.
Yeah, they're slow, very slow. You're right. You're right. Absolutely. And that's obviously the central and peripheral nervous system adaptation. If you're not doing those explosive movements and you're not calling on your body to do things like that, your body goes, well, this is unimportant. We're going to store that energy. We're going to focus on this instead.
But what I've found is that we can hit it in certain guys. Like I was telling you about Josh. Well, I have another guy I train, and he has power problems. Whereas, like, when he locks up with you and he gets his hands together, he can't always finish the job.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's his clinch strength. He has problems in the clinch when he's grabbing on the guys because he doesn't have the horsepower.
Right.
So a guy like him, but he's got endurance he can train literally for 4 hours. Like, the guy will do 10 rounds of sparring and be doing laps around the gym.
Right. So he's got the voltage, but he doesn't have the amperage. You know?
A perfect description.
Yeah, he's got high volts, but when it comes down to really putting the power on, he doesn't have the amperage to pull it off. Yeah, exactly.
So a lot more percentage of his workout is going to be geared towards 3 to 5 reps of short composite exercises that are a high percentage of his body, you know, like, for instance, the deadlift.
Right. He's going to be you train him more like a power lifter so that he can recruit on demand a lot of strength for moments at a time, and that's it. Yeah.
Absolutely. And then what I do is I always, always, always try and mix in, like, Olympic lifts, medicine ball throws, different various. I try and get as realistic as I can with the motions. I went through and I've watched 1,000 fights. Well, I started writing down exactly what they're using and what they need, as far as, and I try and find ways to simulate it in the gym. But I try and throw in like let's say like with Pete, like maybe like a 10%, like a 10%. I vary it, but let's say even when I have him doing a lot of deadlifts, he'll be 20% explosive and then 80% power.
Have you ever heard the shows that we've done on raw food eating, Dale?
Yes, I have actually.
Any MMA guys out there eating raw meat, raw beef, raw eggs, any of that sort of stuff in that community?
Not a lot that I know of.
Got to get some of them to try it. I'll tell you something. Look, let's do this. Let's take a commercial break, and I want to talk about a couple things. I have some opinions as well. Obviously, mine are not as insightful as yours because you're in the game, but I want to bounce some ideas off you. We're talking today with Dale Hart. He is an accomplished MMA fighter and specializes in strength and conditioning training for MMA fighters. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll return after that.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Rhythm is a dancer. It's a source companion.
Holy mackerel. I can't even believe this. I said during the break before this hour that we needed to enlist more people into the army of Supreme Radio. David Wilson has already got 98 people suggested on Facebook to become friends. Wow. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. All right. So anyway, we're talking with Dale Hart this hour. We're talking about strength and conditioning training. I'm going to weigh in on a couple things, Dale. I want to bounce some ideas off you, some things that I think that MMA fighters need to look seriously at. MMA fighters, you know what? They say football players, you're right. MMA fighters are the closest thing we have today to a real warrior that harkens back to Roman times. Put him, you know, in the ring with the trident and some chainmail, and they're whipping and stabbing and beating each other, and one of them is going to die. Obviously, we're civilized, so they stop short of death. But let's face it, if the ref wasn't there to jump in, the guy just kept on punching, someone would die probably in that ring. It's the closest thing to a death match that you're ever going to get MMA fighting. But agree?
Well, even scarier than that, if society was to open up a coliseum, I think half these guys probably would enlist.
Absolutely. So these guys are the closest things we have to warriors. So we have to look at them differently. We have to say, okay, forget about the general public. Forget about the average person. Let's look at these people for what they are. These guys are warriors, okay? Number one, more of these guys should be looking to raw foods. They should be looking to eating raw meat. We've discussed this on this show so many times over the years. Josh Trentini put on 25 pounds of muscle in 5 months when he switched over to raw foods. No drugs. He's a drug-free athlete. Raw unpasteurized milk, raw unpasteurized cream, raw eggs. These guys need to start looking into that more, number one. Number one. Number two, something I feel very strongly about, that the organizations that oversee, that provide oversight for MMA fighters, the health of the MMA fighter has to be of paramount importance, because these guys are laying it on the line in the truest form of being a warrior every time they step into the ring, even when they're just sparring. Okay. We know from research done by Dr. Mark Gordon at Millennium that just getting your bell rung a couple times can cause changes to the pituitary and the hypothalamus that can cause a severe drop in some very profound hormones, namely growth hormone and testosterone for men. Now, why is this important? Well, we also know that testosterone provides neuroprotection for the brain. If a guy starts having problems with his testosterone levels dropping, he may not notice it. He still could have a great libido. He still could have all the anger in the gym and doing what he's doing, but he's losing the neuroprotection of his brain. And when this happens, that's when Parkinsona pugilista comes in. You look at Muhammad Ali. We know that Muhammad Ali had a thyroid problem at that time that he had that last fight, that he got his bell rung a couple too many times, and that's what transformed his brain. Okay? So I'm saying that the individuals out there who have control in MMA and creating the rules, every single MMA fighter should have to go for a complete hormone panel regularly, once a year, if not twice a year, and watch the testosterone levels. And I'm talking about if they start going down below 600 nanograms a liter, these guys need to be put on testosterone therapy. Now, I know what's going to happen because I said this. Oh, you can't do that because that's an anabolic steroid. Forget about that. Don't let sports dictate medicine. If you restore a guy's testosterone levels to normal, 8, 9, 10, 1100, It's the same thing as if his body was working properly to begin with. But what you're really doing is you're ensuring that when that guy fades out of MMA, he's not going to have the problems with having his bell rung too many times. He's not going to lose the cognitive ability because his brain wasn't protected properly. You wouldn't let an athlete go into the ring without a mouth guard on, right, Dale?
No, I completely agree, Carl. I've been a big advocate for this for so long. And they did a study. You can actually see it on Nevada Athletic Commissioner's site. And they did a study about the low testosterone count of a high percentage of boxers, very, very much higher than the general population of boxers. If you take boxers and weigh them against the general population, much higher percentage have testosterone problems. And it's been my experience that MMA is very, very, very similar.
It's got to be. We know traumatic head injury. You just have to have your bell rung once and your pituitary stops functioning properly. Growth hormone levels dip. Testosterone levels dip.
I have every single one of my guys that I train. Mandatory. Two things. They get a food allergy test and they get a full hormone workup.
I love it.
Because I flat out, huh?
Yeah, you're very progressive. I love it, I said.
And first off, there's a few things that I tell them flat out that getting their hormones right will probably do more for them in the longevity of their career than anything I do for them.
I agree. I mean, let's forget about the fact that, you know, the hang-up is going to be the governing bodies are going to say, no, that's anabolic steroids. You know, you can't do that. We can't have these guys. Well, look, if a doctor steps in and says, look, this guy is starting to bottom out. He's down at 600 now. The next step is 400. That's hypogonadal. And we already know that the way testosterone protects the brain, for those out there who are interested, is not solely as testosterone, but it's conversion to estradiol upon impact. When you have a car accident, you bang your head really hard. There's an aromatase enzyme in the fat cells of the brain that immediately start taking donor testosterone, converting it to estradiol. Estradiol interacts with something on the outside of the cell called FAF, fibroblast activation factor. And this is one of the most profound it's like the rescue anti-inflammatory. It keeps the brain from swelling and causing more damage. There's FAF on every cell in the body, but it's especially profound in the brain. So these guys who are having low testosterone levels and then stepping into the ring and getting punched out, the damage to their brain is going to be collateral. It's not going to be reversible. But if these organizations that oversee them would lose the stigma about replacing their hormones and make sure that every single athlete that steps in the ring has not just adequate, but what's the word I'm looking for? Optimal hormone levels. You'll be doing those athletes an amazing service later on in life. Later on in life.
Well, I'll tell you this, Carl. There's a couple of factors here. I think one of the biggest, like, sure, you have okay, here's the thing about concussions, and I'm not an expert, but I've read a fair amount on it. It's something that obviously affects me and affects a lot of the people in my life. And a lot of fighters just try look blindly the other way. But here's the deal, I think, with concussions, is that at the end of the day, they don't entirely know a lot. And I mean some really, really smart people don't fully understand how concussions work. But what they do know, and a lot of the NFL, studying the guys that are playing the NFL is probably the number one source of information that correlates to us, I think.
Right.
And what they found is, you know, a few of the things you mentioned, early set of Alzheimer's. But the most, what I see is the most common, and it all is a giant loop, exactly back to what you're saying, is depression. Guys get done fighting, and a lot of them think, you know, oh, it's just because they're not fighting anymore that they're depressed. Well, I think a lot of them have two things. I think they have problems where they had concussions.
Right.
And I think that affects them, and I think that they have very low testosterone counts.
Yes.
And that affects them. And even more so, I think even more important than them finishing their career strong, yada, yada, is that they live their life with a sense of well-being for the rest of their life.
Right.
And, you know, and I mean, and so many of these guys I see that have a ton of fights, at the end of the day, you know, like I would love to see a lot of them on some testosterone therapy.
Yeah, and I think people, I don't know, I mean, I don't, you know, I watch UFC, so I'm just a spectator. I have no voice in this at all, but I do understand the science behind it, and I understand that these guys, they give it their all, and a lot of them never even receive the level of fame that they should, and let's at least give them health. Let's at least protect their health. Let's at least say, okay, you know what? We're going to at least make sure that while you're a fighter, we're doing everything we can to protect your body so that someday when you're not a fighter anymore, you're not haunted by it. And it's very simple. Don't let these guys go in the ring with moderate to low testosterone levels, or you're just giving them the kiss of death. You're just saying that's it. You know, brain damage, that's it.
I'll tell you this too, Carl, is that on a, you know, this is probably, I mean, here's the thing. Right now, as it stands, a lot of fighters, like let's say even guys that are in the UFC, guys that you're seeing on TV, They don't make you, it costs a lot of money. Literally, when I, my last fight, I spent over $800 a month on trainers.
Right.
And so, you know, for me, you make 20, guys that are low-level UFC guys are making $20,000, $30,000 a fight. You give 20% of that to a manager, you probably end up giving another 40% in all your training costs.
Yeah.
And between that and supplements, you know, fighting isn't a big money job.
Right.
You know, you have a certain level of fame and notoriety, and people associate that with money.
Right.
But that's a lot of times not the case. And I don't know if you realize this or not, but not, those guys you see on the UFC, a lot of them don't have health insurance. So many do not have health insurance.
Just think about that. A guy who puts his body, I mean, for crying out loud, the government takes care of soldiers. Who's taking care of the MMA fighters? Why aren't the organizations that are profiting from these guys offer a health plan to them that's manageable and easy for them to get a hold of? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, it's a pet peeve of mine. I'm not going to lie to you, but and I mean, literally, the UFC, no one knows the exact numbers, but a lot of people think they make $15 to $20 million a show.
Yeah.
And you don't have to, I mean, you take a look at their pay-per-view numbers, and you know they're making some money. And I love the UFC, and they treated me so, so, so great. Like, I have nothing but great things to say. Like, you've never seen a better group of people.
Right.
And they did so many things for me, personally. But one of the big things that I, and they say the cost is ridiculous for insurance, but...
Well, sure because no insurance company wants to insure a guy who is absolutely going to get injured as part of work. You know what I mean? It's like, that's like insuring a demolition derby car. You know, you know, as soon as the guy drives off, he's going to have an accident, you know?
I've been dropped by 3 insurance companies.
Yeah, as soon as they find out what you do. But that, you know what? But there's strength in numbers, and the UFC and these other organizations could go out and negotiate with insurance companies to offer some modicum of underwriting for these guys, just for their regular doctor's visits, if nothing else, you know?
You know what, I gotta be honest, I think that, I expect the UFC to step up to the plate, and I hope sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Well, the more people talk about it, the more of us spectators realize it, the more of us will be shocked. And subsequently, things will change.
And it's hard because, you know, you have to be very careful talking about the UFC because it is a very small community. And, you know, they're the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
Right.
And they can have a very, you know, like, especially they just bought Strikeforce. But let's say, you know, you get blacklisted from the UFC, you're in a lot of trouble in the MMA world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you know what, Carl? I want to say one thing real quick.
Sure, because we're coming to the end of the interview, so that's good.
I figured as much. So one thing that I personally think is one of the most overlooked and I think the most valuable thing that I can do for guys as far as strength and conditioning and any strength and conditioning coach is to help guys, I'll call it the decision. And I talked to Mike Mahler about this. And a lot of times when you're fighting, you're faced with a choice. And you see it. If you know what to look for, you see it a million times. But guys make a decision as to not whether or not they want to win a fight. And sometimes it's to whether or not they even want to keep fighting. And let me tell you what, Carl. This is not an easy choice to make. And it isn't when you're in the most worst situation. Your emotions are so all up on you. And if you throw fatigue into that mix, which is bound to happen, it makes the decision a lot harder. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I personally, I think the best thing I can do for guys is to help them with that decision.
Yeah.
And how I do that is I mix strength and conditioning with MMA training all at the same time so I can get guys hyper-fatigued and put them in very bad situations.
Right.
And I can show them their wall. You know, you hear a lot of athletes talk about it as the wall.
Yeah, hit the wall, right, exactly.
I can show them their wall. I can show them what it feels like. And I can give them I try very hard to give them the same decisions that they'll face when they fight. And if not, and a lot of times they don't make the right decision in the gym. But I'm a big believer that mental toughness is developed. It's not God-given. You're not born with mental toughness. Adversity gives you mental toughness. Familiarity gives you mental toughness.
Right.
You know, so I personally think one of the most overlooked things with strength and conditioning in MMA is that helping guys with that decision.
Yeah, that's a great point.
And on top of that, like, here's the thing, Carl. Like, let's say you go out there, and I'm sure you're gonna, this is gonna click with you the second I say it, but let's say you go out there right now, like, you're a man's man, and like, let's say you go out and something happens and you end up getting a fist fight. Or let's say, you know, you're protecting or whatever. Let's say you're in an MMA fight.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
Whatever the situation may be, if you lose the fight, that's okay. It really is. You know, no one likes to lose, but at the end of the day, if you go down and you go down fighting tooth and nail, you're inherently going to be okay with losing. What happens if you mentally break and quit and you basically roll over for somebody, I'll give you honestly will think about that
for the rest of your life. I could tell you times when I was young where I didn't go. I had an opportunity to go. Somebody was breaking my chops, and for whatever reason, I didn't go. And to this day, I think, man, I wish I would have threw down with that ass that back then. It always haunts you. It's part of being a man. It's part of the fabric.
Absolutely. So I'm very hard. I try and prepare my guys for that decision. And I try and honestly, win, lose, or draw, I would rather see my guys lose and go down with their teeth in the, like their fingers in the dirt, you know, and know that for the rest of their life that they went down throwing everything they had.
Like the Hawaiians, see? That's what we come back full circle to the Hawaiians. We need to be more like the Hawaiians. And you know what? It doesn't matter if you win or lose as long as you show up, right? That's it.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm one of those people, if you and I play in checkers, I'll throw my hat and kick the table over if you beat me.
Right.
Like, I have a very hard time, like, you know, I can't just have a casual game of this or that with my girl. Like, because no matter what I do, Carl, I'm going to throw down to win.
You're competitive. Hey, listen, Dale, we've come to the end of the interview. Do you have a website? You want to plug anything?
You know what? No. You know, I'm working on a website right now.
Okay.
It's going to be out soon. But anybody that has any questions or anything, they can hit me up on Facebook. And my Twitter is at Dale Hart. So,
and that's Hart with two T's, H-A-R-T-T.
And it's not very exciting. I'm not a big proponent of my own Twitter, so I wouldn't even bother.
Yeah, no, but Facebook is a good place to communicate. Look for Dale Hart, D-A-L-E-H-A-R-T-T, and communicate with him. Let him know that you heard him on Superhuman Radio. Dale, thanks a lot for being on the show today, brother.
Carl, it's such an honor. Thank you very much. I'm a big fan. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you, man. All right, and then we also want to thank, who do I have under the phone? Oh, yeah, Jay Vollmer from Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com and check out their new Power Block kettlebell attachment for those of us who already have Power Block dumbbells. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.